You don't have to wait till you're in your car to hear what Cap and J-Hood are talking about. Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
All right. Good morning. Welcome in to Cap and J-Hood on ESPN 1000. And streaming on the ESPN Chicago app with David Kaplan, Jonathan Hood with you. We got Shea, we got JR, we got you until 10 o'clock. Then we crosstalk with Carmen and Yurko at 10 o'clock. We have White Sox baseball as they take on the Twins. 11:30 pregame, noon start. And after Sox and Twins, Waddle and Sylvie, and then Bleck and Abdallah at 6. Freddie and Fitzsimmons at 8 o'clock. All part of the mix right here on Chicago's Home for Sports, ESPN 1000. The Bears are going to get ready to take on the Giants, Cap, at the Meadowlands at MetLife Stadium. And so, obviously, the storyline has been, can we see something different from the offense? You'll take 2-1 all day. You're not going to take the two wins away from them. All we're saying is that that's not sustainable. And as you go through this season in transition, you're trying to figure out, what does the passing game look like and how does it get better?
I don't know if it can get better. They're not great in pass protecting. Look, what's better? He threw for 70 yards one day. Mm-hmm. We've got by far the worst passing attack in the NFL. It's historically bad through three games. Can it get better than that? Yeah. Competent? That's what I think you're talking about?
Sure.
No. It is what it is. And if you lose anybody of consequence to injury, we have no depth to replace those guys. I don't care what some of the listeners are DMing me or tweeting. Cap, you're wrong. We've got a lot of talent on this roster. You're insane. We do not.
If you only watch Bears games, I guess you'd say that you have a lot of talent. But if you watch the NFL, you say, wait, the ball's going down the field. Wait a minute. These guys are scoring quickly. Wait, the defense is getting after the quarterback. You know talent when you see it. You can fool yourself into believing that the Bears have all kind of talent. And yes, are they talented? Yes. But we're talking about difference-making talent.
We don't have it.
That's what it comes down to. This is no shade at the Bears. If you don't understand the plan for the Bears, then you are daft. If you don't understand what they're doing, then you got blinders on. Even polls will tell you, Eberflus has told you openly, this is a season in transition. This is about development. He keeps using that term. Development. You think that McDermott in Buffalo is talking about development?
No, he's saying either we win or we fail miserably because we've got a hell of a roster.
And I say that in Dallas, and I'm saying that in Green Bay. You know talent. You can fool yourself into believing that you are the one of the upper echelon, but you know the truth. Some fans don't want to tell themselves the truth. Look in the mirror and look at this team and say, Justin still needs to be able to develop to be a strong quarterback and so you can have a really good offense.
I found his presentation yesterday curious because a week ago, was he not the guy that said, I want to be more personable, outgoing, I want to be honest with you guys. I don't want to be a robot. He was a robot yesterday. Short answers, curt, because he knows he's played awful football.
Okay, let's give a little sample of that, Cap, for that press conference yesterday.
Bring it on.
Okay, this won't be long, because he was very short yesterday.
Correct.
Any adjustment because you play like trash?
Nah, I'm going to keep the same routine. Keep the same routine.
You feel like you can really use Velus Jones right now?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we can definitely use him. I mean, he's a great athlete. He's great with the ball in his hand. So,
what was it like watching the film?
It was frustrating. It was frustrating for sure, but got to learn from mistakes.
What happened on the first interception?
Yeah, I just lost it a little bit. That's why I was on target.
How are you dealing with adversity?
Part of the process, That's all it is.
Anything bother you from what you saw?
Nah, I mean, not really. Just got to play better.
That's the guy who wants my personality to come through. I want to be honest with all of you. I don't want to be a robot. I don't want to give you those types of answers. Really? What happened?
It's not the same kid they drafted, man. That's not the same guy that was the great leader at Ohio State, that was the great leader giving the game ball to Poles and Eberflus after game one. It doesn't sound like the same. He sounds beaten down.
He does, because that's what this city does to quarterbacks. Come on. I heard Yurko say the other day, this kid's been way worse than Mitch ever was. That's true. Doesn't mean Mitch was good. He wasn't. He's not here anymore. But, boy, I wish they'd turn the TVs off around here. That became a freaking narrative for 2 months. We don't have any idea what good quarterback play looks like in this city, but every single person, us included, all think we know. We don't.
Well, I know, because I watch other games. I know a good quarterback play looks like.
We know what it looks like in other cities.
Yeah.
But here? We get one in this town, we have no idea how to develop a quarterback here. None. But we all think we do.
What happened on the
Justin should start as a rookie. Justin should be competing to play. Justin was not ready and still is not.
What happened on the first interception?
Yeah, I just lost it a little bit. That's why I was on target.
Okay. So we found some other things that's a little bit longer, Cap. I know there was a little bite size, and he was indifferent to the press conference, but he did answer some things here. How about this one? How do you improve?
I think they're really, positive. Try to keep everybody on a positive page, just, learning from our mistakes. And, it's life, it's football. You're going to make mistakes. You're not going to be perfect. So just learning from your mistakes and, making sure it doesn't happen again.
Mm. Dealing with staying positive mentally.
I've had bad games before. This isn't my first bad game that I've ever had. So, again, just looking at the past, what can you do to get better? What can you do to improve? How you look at situations that, have you had in the past like this? And what you do to respond to it? So, we have a guy here for mental health. But, just learning from your mistakes, knowing that you're not going to be perfect, and just, moving on. And just, accepting the fact that, we won the game. It's easier to, correct mistakes after a win than a loss, of course. So, just correcting each and every mistake and, just trying to be better in every aspect.
Hmm. You could write a 1,000-word column on NBC Sports Chicago if you wanted to on that soundbite. The question, I don't even know the full question, but it says dealing with staying positive mentally. And you brought up a mental health guy that's in the building.
Yeah, that's a sports psychologist that I think Pace originally hired. The guys really like. I don't think they've changed who that is. I don't know how to explain that soundbite. There's a lot to unpack there.
What does he mean by that, Cap? Why did that come up in the press conference? No, I'm sure the question was not, have you talked to someone about your mental hurdles? It's not that. I'm sure that wasn't the question.
Well, there's mental coaches that help you visualize and stay positive. And what was the famous book? It's an old book. I read it, called The Inner Game of Tennis, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But it was for all athletes. And it talks about the mindset you have to have when you take the field or the court.
Why'd he say that? Like, look, okay.
I think he said it because he's getting beaten down, and he's Justin freaking Fields, man.
Okay.
He was a top 11 pick in the NFL draft. He's heralded as the future of the Bears, and now he looks like trash.
My question is, why is it so different here? Because if you look at Jacksonville, Trevor Lawrence was in a very similar situation. Horrific coaching. Urban Meyer gets launched into space his first
Trevor
season.
Trevor Lawrence is a better player, A. B, he's got a lot more around him. They spent
Does he?
A ton
they went
of money.
And got Christian Kirk off the scrap heap, Zay Jones off the scrap heap, Evan Ingram off the scrap heap. These aren't household names. They didn't bring in A.J. Brown.
They went and they upgraded their offensive line. They had higher draft picks. They spent a fortune in free agency. Christian Kirk's not a scrap heap guy. He's a pretty good football player. He's got better weapons in Jacksonville than we have here. No doubt about it. Their roster, much better.
My whole thing with Justin Fields is that, for me, this is his first official season as a starter. He doesn't have to worry about Andy Dalton and just kind of pinch hitting for Dalton because of the injury. It's his job. Through the first three games, they're 2-1. He has not been good. It doesn't mean that that's who he is. Now, he's a young guy, just kind of like in the same way as Kevin Durant. He probably looks through social media. You mentioned it before, the crap he gets on social media. Some young guys can't turn it off. instead of just being focused on trying to get better, they read stuff, they hear stuff. Hey, you know, you're not throwing a football down the field, blah, blah, blah. Cap, can I just tell you, like, my advice to him is don't worry about what we're talking about. You just try to get better. We know he's better than that. As a college football fan, I saw him at Ohio State. Now, again, college and pro is different. I get that. But if we're here in December talking about how the Bears can't get the ball down the field offensively, that's a problem. It's not saying that he's a bust. I'm just saying that if he hasn't developed even since the end of the season, that's a problem.
I don't disagree with you, but that's not going to get better. You're going to lose guys to injury. You do not have a good team. You are not yet a finished product.
You still got to throw it, though. You got to find out.
And he's looking, wow, 3 weeks in. Actually, we haven't had a major injury. Lost Pringle or N'Keal Harry, big deal.
Mm-hmm.
He's looking, thinking, geez, December. I don't know who's going to be left around here. We are not a good football team. They're not.
Well,
they're not even an average football team.
Adversity with, as far as the roster, adversity will tell a great story that we could ever tell about Justin Fields. See, you know how teams work, Cap. You know how this works because you coached. The Bears feel like they're on the top of the world, one of the best teams in the NFL, because that's how they feel internally. We're looking at this roster and say, compare that to the Packers, compare that to the Bills, compare that to other teams. The Bears aren't as good. But in the locker room, they feel like they're good.
Well, that's what an athlete does.
Yeah.
But I think if you talk to Justin honestly, if you were in his inner circle, he would tell you, dude, I mean, I know I haven't played well, but I got no shot. I'm getting hit every time. I don't have great receivers. We're going up against good football teams.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to run for 280 every week. It's just not possible.
I agree.
Not feasible.
So, Shay, let's open the phone lines at 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776, our phone number. What did you think of the comments from Justin Fields? And where do you think Fields is going to end up among some of the sophomore quarterbacks this season? We want to get your thoughts on what you heard there. Justin Fields talking about dealing with trying to stay positive.
You know, I've had bad games before. This isn't my first bad game that I've ever had. So, again, just looking at the past, you know, what can you do to get better? What can you do to improve? Just, you know, how you look at situations that, you know, maybe have you had in the past like this, and what you do to respond to it. So, you know, we have a guy here for mental health. But, you know, really just, you know, just learning from your mistakes, knowing that you're not going to be perfect, and just, you know, moving on and just, you know, accepting the fact that, you know, we won the game. You know, it's easier to, you know, correct mistakes after a win than a loss, of course. So, you know, just correcting each and every mistake and, they're just trying to be better in every aspect.
David Kaplan.
Jonathan Hood.
This is Cap and Jay Hood. Follow on Twitter at Cap Jay Hood.
On ESPN 1000.
And the ESPN Chicago app.
Cap and Jay Hood. On ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app, same ESPN Chicago app in which you could find Peggy and Dion. Their show airs every Saturday, but if you miss it, go to the ESPN app, ESPN Chicago app, and check out Peggy and Dion. And their slogan, Peggy and Dion, we'll figure it out.
They are awesome.
Yeah,
I'm a huge fan of both of them.
Yeah.
I have not done shows with Peggy. I do with Dion when you're not here.
Yeah.
But I love them both.
I do, too. On a side note, Peggy coming back into the business, she's like, I don't know what's got. I said, Peggy, this is when you can leave on your own terms now. People love you. I don't think Peggy really understood how much they appreciate her television coverage, when the first women on sports radio in this town.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think she understands. Like, I think in this iteration under Good Karma, I think people will understand like how important Peggy is to our station and how great she is in her career.
Yeah, both of them. Peggy has had an amazing run. Dion is awesome on television.
Yeah.
Awesome. And I hope her bosses upstairs TV appreciate her as much as we do.
I love
because
them.
They should.
Yeah. I love everybody, but I'm glad that show's on. That's fun.
It's great.
Peggy and Dion, we'll figure it out.
That's it.
312-332 ESPN is our phone number. We're talking to you about Justin Fields. He was very short in his comments here.
Part of the process, you know. That's all it is. It was frustrating. You know, it was frustrating for sure, but I got to learn from your mistakes. Yeah, I just lost it a little bit. That's why I was on target. Nah, I mean, not really. Just got to play better.
So he didn't have a lot to say, Cap. I mean, he was saying things, but it was a very short sound bites. Now, listen, the way I judge Justin Fields is what he does on the field. That's how I judge him. Are you getting better? I'm firmly in his camp. I want to make sure it's clear that Cap and I want him to succeed.
100%.
But we are looking at it week to week and seeing, is there any progress? And so even during these dire circumstances, when you look at this roster, and this is no shade at Darnell Mooney, but we're just talking about the injuries at the wide receiver position, Cole Kmet not getting enough catches, where it's just a running offense. That's just not good enough. I don't care who's on the field. You've got to have some kind of passing game. Does that start against the Giants? Then you can run on the Giants, too. We might see the same game from both sides, Cap, because the Giants run the football as well.
Well, Daniel Jones, again, I'm not a Daniel Jones guy.
Right.
But he's better than Justin right now. It ain't even close. Daniel Jones can make some plays.
Davis Mills is better than Justin Fields.
No doubt about it.
So, I mean,
no doubt.
But what'd you think of the tenor of what he said there?
Because he just sounds like he's beaten down early.
You know, that's trouble. If that's the case, that's troublesome through three games.
Well, sometimes, and I've never run a marathon, but I've heard people speak that you will hit a spot in a marathon, I can't go on. And then you push through it and you're like, oh, got my second wind. That's what he has to do. Figure it out. You're more talented than this.
Were you concerned about that soundbite we played, the longest soundbite we have of him talking about dealing with staying positive mentally?
I wasn't concerned. I think none of us can put ourselves in that position and understand what it's like. Every single second, you have the weight of the world on your shoulders because the whole city is watching you.
You know, I've had bad games before. This isn't my first bad game that I've ever had. So, again, just looking at the past, you know, what can you do to get better? What can you do to improve? Just, you know, how you look at situations that, you know, maybe have you had in the past like this, and what you do to respond to it. So, you know, we have a guy here for mental health. But, you know, really just, you know, just learning from your mistakes, knowing that you're not going to be perfect, and just, you know, moving on. And just, you know, accepting the fact that, you know, we won the game. You know, it's easier to, you know, correct mistakes after a win than a loss, of course. So, you know, just correcting each and every mistake and, you know, just trying to be better in every aspect.
I don't think he would feel any better had the Bears lost. He's happy his team won. I'm not saying that.
Right, right.
But personally, I don't think if you had told him, oh, they lost 23-20, he would still feel awful about how he played. I don't think, personally, again, not the team part of it. Happy we won. I'm happy for my teammates, all that. I played awful.
I know one thing. He is not comfortable with the press. They're 2-1, and he's curt like that. Like, I couldn't care less about it, but I'm just pointing it out that when we have all these sound bites and everything's averaging around 8 seconds, he's just not happy. He's not happy at all. Don't do it. Don't. Cap, don't do it. Cap?
It was green.
Damn it! I told you not to mention it.
What? Bright green.
Okay, all right. People wear green hair. You know, don't.
I get it.
Why could you just...
It's just an unusually bright shade green and style.
JR, we just need Dr. Rick here on the show so bad.
my daughter's hair color is, like, different literally every week, Cap. Like, literally every week.
That's fine. It's just, I was in the middle of a thought on Justin Field. I'm like, whoa.
Squirrel.
It's like, wow.
You were saying about Justin Fields.
I'm not going to go, I don't co-sign with you that he's not comfortable with the press.
Cap. He said he didn't want to. He didn't want to talk last week.
Because he was mad. Look, he was a high school All-American. He signed at the University of freaking Georgia, the best program in the country last year.
Yep.
He couldn't beat out Jake Fromm. Whether he should have or shouldn't have, they won a lot of football games with Jake Fromm.
Well, yeah, we got to be fair there because they were coming off of a national title game appearance. They were never going to move on from a guy who was a sophomore in Fromm and took him to a national title
right.
to Fields.
So
yeah, that was Kirby's choice.
Then he transferred, went to Ohio State where he has 5-star recruits all around him.
Right.
Justin, when you step back, you're going to have a 5-star who runs a 4-4 at tight end. We've got 3 wide receivers all run sub 4-4. One's running a 4-2-9. Either Jackson Smith and Jigba, Garrett Wilson, or Chris Olave. Just put it up and they'll make a play because they're playing Purdue, Northwestern, Illinois, Michigan State, whoever it is. You'll have a handful of tough games and they're going to have weeks where your uniform won't even get dirty. Now he's here and he's like, I hit Cole Kmet in the chest 2 weeks ago and he dropped it. Oh, I got the crap beaten out of me by Kenny Clark. How's that feel?
You have to be able to handle it until the team gets better.
What is he, 22?
Yeah, he's going to have to handle it.
How old is he? 22 or 23?
Yeah.
Whatever. He's in a tough spot.
23. Mm-hmm.
He's 23 years of age. Trevor Lawrence is a better player, more polished quarterback, on a more talented team. I'm not telling you Jacksonville's winning the Super Bowl, but they've got more weapons or more talent around him than we have for Justin here.
Let's go to the phone lines and talk to you about Justin Fields. 312-332-3776. There's Joey G. He's in Melrose Park on ESPN 1000. Hey, Joey.
Thank God Almighty you didn't crash.
Oh, man. Dude, it was scary this morning. Scary.
Then I had to take hoodie out for a beef sandwich.
Well, Zach,
there's nothing wrong with that.
Unbelievable. Anyways, PTI last night had the 5 minutes with Steve Young.
Mm-hmm.
Steve Young got asked the question by Tony Kornheiser, why is Trevor Lawrence better this year? And I don't know if you saw the show or maybe you did. You always do. Steve Young said you have to have a great tight end in order to succeed in the NFL. So he said he had Jerry Rice, but he still went to his tight end. Mm-hmm. Okay? You got Romo had Witten, another bull tight end. We got a door opener in Kmet for a tight end for Justin to grow. What is your thoughts?
So,
if we had a great tight end, would Justin be better today than we see right now?
So, do I think he'd be better? Yes. He's still getting hit all the time because we're not great in pass protection. I don't care what Pro Football Focus says. I know what my eyes tell me. I don't think it would make him markedly better. It would give him a weapon. But, I mean, Darnell Mooney, he hit him with a pass. He dropped it. He can't get open much.
Mm-hmm. It is what it is.
If you told me we have George Kittle and he's healthy and in his prime, certainly that's a huge upgrade over what we have.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to take time. They need another 2 off seasons of talent being infused in here. They got a ton of cap space. They're going to have a high draft pick in each round. And then do you trade Robert Quinn? That probably will happen. You'll get another draft pick. Not a super high one, but you'll get something.
Quinn on the team still?
I hear he is. He's got 1 sack through 3 games. They chip on him. I mean, they don't have enough talent.
Mm-hmm.
It is what it is.
312-332-3776 is our phone number.
I would trade the kid Quinn this season.
It may happen.
The Chargers just lost Bosa to a torn groin. He may not be back. If I'm the Chargers, okay, what do you want for Quinn? A fourth, a third, whatever it is. It's all you're going to get.
Just more salary cap space for you. Just more money.
Correct.
In the coffers for
money
next
offseason. Money off the books.
Yeah.
Let's go.
If you're on hold, you will be on the air. We want to talk to you about Justin Fields and his comments about the Bears and their upcoming matchup against the Giants. 312-332-3776 is our phone number. Talking Justin Fields and the Bears on Chicago's Home for Sports.
K Cap. Jay Hood.
This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago.
Captain Jay Hood. Morning, 7 to 10 here on ESPN 1000. We'll cross talk with Carmen and Yurko at 10 o'clock. They'll be in for Greeny as they lead into White Sox baseball. Noon start right here on Chicago's Home for Sports. By the way, Cap, I know that you were on that text chain from yesterday. The nothing like some day baseball. You come into the house and you've got, what was it, Shay? Was it
Pirates-Reds.
Pirates-Reds yesterday at 11:30. Quality baseball. Nothing like some out-of-town baseball during the daytime.
Gamble during the day, baby. And I'd like to shout out again the Fat Jack from the Black and Abdallah show. Yeah. The Fat Jack sent out two plays yesterday for baseball. Bet the Yankees and bet the over in the White Sox game. Cash money, both of them. Thank you, Fat Jack.
And Reds Pirates. Anything on that?
He did not have a play. He passed on that game.
So ridiculous. Out of time. Neither team at 65 wins. Neither one of them.
But it's every game's a money-making opportunity, man.
They threw that lineup up there for the Reds. I'm like, who are these people? I didn't recognize any of them.
People.
Cap, I didn't recognize any of them. I was like, where's Chris Sabo?
Right, 1989. Eric Davis.
Yeah, where's Davis at the top of the lineup? And when the Reds were good, how about that? Take that, Waddle.
Yeah, Waddle.
312-332-3776 is our phone number. We're talking to you about Justin Fields. We heard the sound bites, Cap. How you dealing with adversity? And you know what was it like watching the film?
For the process, you know, that's all it is. Totally. It was frustrating. It was frustrating for sure, but got to learn from your mistakes.
Trash?
Nah, I'm going to keep the same routine. Keep the same routine.
Anything bother you from what you saw?
Nah, I mean, not really. Just got to play better.
Okay. Not bothered, though. He doesn't like the media, Cap. He's mad.
I don't think he's mad at the media. I think he's mad that he is in this situation. Not that he's a Bear. That he's in a situation where he's incredibly skilled. He's had nothing but success in his life. Feels like I'm a good dude in the room. I'm a good leader. I work hard. I got no chance. That's where I think he's mad about.
I can't wait for him to overcome this and really be the quarterback that he can be.
You know those escape rooms you go to?
Yeah.
Have you ever been to one?
No, I've heard about them.
Though. I've never been either. Have you ever been to one, JR?
Escape
Absolutely.
Rooms.
Yeah.
Are they
been
cool?
To one with my kids. Yeah, they're fun. I mean, it's a, you know, it's a puzzle kind of a game, right? So, and it's timed. It makes you use your brain.
Snore, have you ever been to one?
I have not, no.
Okay, I think Justin feels like he's in an escape room and he can't get out. He has no idea. Have you seen my blocking? Have you seen my team right now? And he does not know how to change the narrative.
He will. He will. He's too good.
That's why.
He'll find a way, Cap. He's going to be good.
I hope.
Just not right now.
I hope.
Not. I mean, maybe it starts against the Giants. We'll see.
I hope.
Let's go to the ESPN Chicago app and find Jimmy in Hampton, Virginia on ESPN 1000. Hi, Jimmy.
Hey, how you guys doing, Cap and Hoodie? I love you guys.
We appreciate you, man.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Yeah, appreciate it. I'm stationed over here in the military, and each day you guys bring Chicago home to me, so I appreciate that a lot.
Yes, sir.
Hey, so I was just wondering, I'm not concerned about how he's sounding. I think he's just frustrated, like you guys said. He's pissed off. He's not playing well. But I have a question for you. Do you think that his principle, specifically the ball security part of it, is playing into his mind? As he see people open, he look at them, but he don't throw the ball. And he was talking about his footwork and all that kind of stuff. I'm just wondering, is that playing into his mind a little bit?
I think he's just playing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he's like, I can't throw that because I could get picked off. Because they're telling him, rip it. Let's go.
He did twice. He got intercepted. And I'm fine with him trying
one,
to do
he
that.
Got hit on. The other was a horrible throw.
Yeah. Where there was nobody home.
Correct. I'm more concerned about that receiver 12 yards over there is open and he's not even throwing the ball.
Mm-hmm.
Or Brown is down the field, St. Brown, waving his arm open, sees him, doesn't pull the trigger.
Mm-hmm.
That's more concerning than a bad throw. A bad throw is going to happen to any quarterback.
You find it interesting, Cap, that St. Brown did get that one reception, good for 20 yards, but otherwise, the only way to get Brown the ball is that you hand it off to him? Find it interesting? I guess the only way he could really get the ball is to, you got to hand it to him. I mean, I like the play, but St. Brown should be able to get more receptions
than
that.
But if Matt Nagy was the coach and he handed it to St. Brown, we would be all, well, what are you doing running the wide receiver? Dude, he handed it to Cordero Patterson, and we were all having a meltdown around here. He's the NFC Offensive Player of the Week. He's playing great for Atlanta.
It pays to have blocking down the field. Yeah, I hated that play. I'll raise my hand. I hated that play under Nagy because I kept saying, that's a college play. It's a Saturday play. Don't give me the... Well, the reason why I was mad is because it didn't work.
Correct. It's working in Atlanta. Now, they're not a great team.
Yeah.
But I'm watching him run the ball, and he's running it with purpose.
Northwest side, here's Terry on ESPN 1000 with Cap and Jay Hood. Good morning, Terry.
Good morning, guys. How's it going?
How are you, man? What's cracking?
I love you guys' show. I just want to put a perspective on this and an angle. The perspective is we, as Bears fans, I think we kind of getting who we got short term memory. We got to remember where we just came from. I started watching the Bears. I started watching serious football back in '82.
Mm-hmm.
So ever since the Bears won the Super Bowl, I've been at every turn. Like, and we had a mediocre. I mean, we had Kay McNown. We had Mr. Trubisky. We had Kyle Orton. I mean, we had guys throwing balls at some point. It looked like they were playing for the other team.
Yeah.
Let's not forget what we have here. We have the best quarterback that we've drafted since I've been watching Bears football. The kid is obviously in his head. I got a son who started his first year college basketball at a NAIA school, you know, scholarship. I've been coaching basketball for the last 6 or 7 years. One of my buddies is a Park District football coach. So I'm around coaching and seeing athletes developing everything. Once they get in their head, it takes a while to get them out. He's there now. You know, you're dealing with a sensitive personality. He got a personality by the likes of somebody like Terrell Owens or Kobe Bryant. They're arrogant. But you don't mind that. You don't mind that because that's what you want in a star quality talent.
Mm-hmm.
You just got to wait and be patient. So all I'm trying to say is don't forget what we got here and be patient.
That's fair. More than fair. I love that call, Cap. Love that call because...
Now, he says the most talented that we've drafted.
Yes.
What is he basing that on? Because as Yurko astutely said the other day, Justin Henne played close to how Mitch played, and we ran Mitch out of town. And I'm not pining for Mitch to be back here. But Justin has not earned the right to be, like, the best we've drafted? Stop.
It's a good call, though, when he talks about the type of personality that Justin is.
Agreed.
He's not cocky. He's convinced. And I'm totally fine with that. But if you're going to be that, you got to put some skins on the wall, some wins on the wall. And I think eventually that'll come. To me, what happened last year was just nonsense. It was gross negligence on the part of Nagy and that coaching staff. They did not prepare for Justin Fields. I think I told you at the time, I said, Cap, I think that the Bears aren't ready for Justin Fields. Not Justin Fields not ready for the NFL. They were not ready to take care of him, Cap. They were not equipped to do so.
They were not.
So, but this year is a clean slate. They're 2-1. We have to see how the season progresses. And right now, offensively speaking, it's putrid. But it doesn't mean it can't get better. That's the hope, at least.
Agree.
312-332-3776 is our phone number. In 1 minute, Danny's going to put money in your pocket, and then we'll take more of your phone calls on the Bears. What do you think of what Justin Fields had to say in the press conference and your feeling of Justin Fields today as we get ready for the Bears and Giants on Chicago's Home for Sports?
Kaplan, Jonathan Hood. Welcome, fans. This is Cap and Jay Hood on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the new ESPN Chicago app.
Cap and Jay Hood on ESPN 1000 and on the ESPN Chicago app. We'll give you the cap cut of the day coming up, and we'll cross talk with Carmen and Yurko at the top. Let's go back to the ESPN Chicago app. Here is Derek in Brooklyn, New York on ESPN 1000. Hey, D.
Hey, Jay Hood, Cap. How y'all brothers doing? What's going on, man?
What's up, D? How are you, man? How's the wife working on Rikers Island?
Yeah, well, she got the day off today, man. She got the rest of her body, but she's doing good. Appreciate you asking.
God bless.
Thank you so much. Yeah, real quick. Now, the NFL is a copycat league, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, Cap, check this out, man. When Lamar Jackson came into the league, right, he was criticized for his passing, the way he passed the ball, right? So the point that I'm trying to make real quick is that they brought him along where they put a system around him with the two tight end set to ease him in, and over the last couple of years, he's become a better player overall and better with passing. Why can't the Bears take some notes from what the Ravens did with Lamar Jackson and kind of implement that around his game? I love you guys. I'm going to hang up and listen. Appreciate you. And I'm going to be at the Giants game. I'm going to call you guys Monday, and I'm going to give y'all the full report. All right?
Give us the full report from the Giants game. God bless you, Derek. Love that dude. So I would say this to you. I was doing some homework. I knew where his call was going. I saw it on the board there, and I said to you, Hoodie, they start Ronnie Stanley. He was the sixth overall pick at left tackle. They have two other first-round picks on their offensive line. Mark Andrews is a top three tight end in the National Football League. We don't have any of those dudes. None. He's got some speed guys that can get down the field. Yes, they would like to add another big play wide receiver. That all said, Lamar Jackson won an NFL MVP.
Yes.
Lamar Jackson has insane escapability. Justin's a good athlete.
Mm-hmm.
We can't use Justin yet when we can't threaten them with Mark Andrews, three first-round picks on the offensive line, two other veteran offensive linemen, one out of, I think, Iowa. I looked them all up. I mean, come on. We don't have that. Could we develop that?
No.
Yeah, next year if we're picking fifth in the first round, you go, there's the best left tackle or the best wide receiver. Done. Let's do it. But we don't have that type of weaponry right now.
As Sylvie says, you know, I don't want a pop-up store if that happens. If the development happens and all of a sudden year two, oh, the Bears are in the playoffs. I don't want you to go backwards.
That's what we've seen
right?
Far too often. Like 2018 was a pop-up. That was a great term that Sylvie coined.
I love the pop-up store.
Great term.
Hey, man, there's a pop-up store in the neighborhood. It got delicious vegetables and fruit, Cap. You got to go. What happened to it? It's gone.
Correct.
It was just here for the weekend.
You should have been there.
Yeah.
It was really good.
Same thing with the Bears. Whenever you build it, Cap, let it be sustained. And by the way, when you look at the wins over the last 20 years, it's not even about the Packers. It's about the Vikings. You know, the Bears are third in wins the last 20 years.
In the division.
Yep.
Yeah, and the only reason we're not fourth, because the Lions are comically inept. I think they finally have turned the corner. They have some talent there. But we have not been good.
Man, that's crazy.
Pop-up store, great term.
Time now for the Cap and Jay Hood Cut of the Day.
Brought to you by Chicago Cut Steak.
Yes.
It's boring, but it's a sport.
Oh!
Whatever.
Cut it.
It's not boring.
Okay, then you're boring.
All right, cut!
I guess if you came to me as my dear friend and said, dude, it's a medical thing. I can't. I want someone I trust. Would you please take care of Michelle? I guess. But then how do I show up Monday at the meeting? Hey, how was your weekend? Great. Phenomenal. Dude, your wife's awesome.
Well, then we just put Hoodie in worst weekends and we move on.
That's great. Yo.
Yes, it's boring, but it's a sport.
Oh!
Whatever.
It's not boring.
Okay, then you're boring.
All right, cut!
That's the Cap and Jay Hood Cut of the Day.
Brought to you by Chicago Cut Steakhouse. David Flom and Matt Moore have cooked up the city's best dining experience. Today's tip, get the Cajun ribeye. You'll thank me later. It's amazing.
Shout out to Coolio, who passed away yesterday. Saw that on TMZ. Guys, his real name was Artist Leon Ivy Jr. Had a music career that spanned over three decades. Can you imagine, Cap?
Just 59 years of age.
Gangster Paradise, Fantastic Voyage. But he's one of those guys, Cap, that he may have played at Ravinia. He may have played at Ravinia. He's been around so long. I think he was a Ravinia act as well. But shout out to him, man. Coolio meant a lot to a lot of people.
Yep.
And passed away out of nowhere. Like you said, young, 59 years
of age. They said he was at someone's house and went to the bathroom, and he didn't come out. They opened the door, and he was dead on the floor. Gone.
Grammy Award winner. And in, by the way, the song that he was in, the soundtrack for the 1995 Michelle Pfeiffer film, Dangerous Minds, he was in it. So Michelle Pfeiffer had something to say as well. It was very sad to see this Grammy Award winning artist gone. So
Coolio.
Shout out to Coolio. It's a gangster's paradise. That's exactly right.
That's it.
All right, my friend. You know what tomorrow is? Tomorrow is game day Friday on Cap and Jay Hood.
That's correct. So we'll be previewing the games and we'll go through some picks. So looking forward to it. Football Friday.
We thank you for listening and twitching and being part of the program here on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. Thank you, Shay. Thank you, JR. Tomorrow, a Football Friday, a game day Friday. Cannot wait to talk to you and give our predictions about college and pro football, including the Bears and Giants. Don't forget, we're going to crosstalk with Carmen and Yurko, then White Sox baseball as we take on the Twins, and then Waddle and Sylvie after the game, Bleck and Abdallah and Freddie Fitzsimmons. For Shay and JR, and for David Kaplan, this is Jonathan Hood. So long, everybody. Chicago.